It's a Friday quickie here, joined by the one and only, the handsome fella. It's your boy, Uncle Chaps. Pappy Chaps is in the building. So I got a tweet not too long ago that ties in nicely, but unfortunately for your boy Chaps in the week he had here in New York. And so we're going to do a little addition.
Chaps is like really looking like introspectively right now.
He's like, mm-hmm. Yep.
I know the question that's coming. I'm already thinking about it because it's a mind bender.
It's a doozy. So I got tweeted by my man Jake with his last name is goddamn impossible to pronounce. Yeah, no, that's just Jake P. He says, how beta, this is alphabetical, where we decide whether a move is actually an alpha move or a beta move. You can put yourself in a pretzel thinking. Yeah. You go in circles when you do the alpha beta thing. So how beta is it for a guy to ask his girlfriend to delete an Instagram pic of you two because the guy, you, didn't look good in it? Now, the reason I say that Chaps is heavily invested and intertwined in this theme.
That one was natural,
and it worked perfect. I'm sorry about it, but Chaps went out the other night with some friends. Went to Quality Italian.
And I thought I thought when that name came down, it was a joke. I thought I was going to open it up. It was going to be like Fazoli's Pizza, where it was just like a terrible place, but it was actually really nice.
No, really good, really nice spot. Fancy, a little bit fancy, and you know, you were out with some pretty people, John, Keith, Liz, and then the picture that you took was less than stellar.
It was less than ideal. I'll admit to that.
If I could choose between having that picture of me be out there and not be out there, I would choose not.
Yeah, it's those moments where you get a tweet like in your mentions, and you're like, oh, no. That one's going to blow up.
Yep.
That's less than ideal.
Now, John, being ever the vain narcissist little fuck that he is, he said it so perfectly. Somebody shows me a picture and says, you know, is this good? You look at your goddamn self and that's it.
I don't look at any. The other people in the picture could have been anybody. Hanging themselves. And I'd be like, yeah, that's a good one. They don't exist to me. A picture with me in it, nothing else exists
but
me.
And you look good.
And it happened, me and my family, we were taking our Christmas card. Thanksgiving or something like that. Mm-hmm. And my mom was passing around pictures and we were like, oh, this one's good. This one's good. And everyone had a different picture
because
no one looked at anyone else.
Right.
We were all just looking
at ourselves. I look good in this one. I don't look good in that one. You look good in that. That's what people do. That's how it naturally goes.
And I'm never concerned about how I look because I have the same picture face every time. I don't smile. I kind of grin. I'm awkward. Like, I don't want to show my teeth when I'm, like, taking pictures. So I just kind of, like, I know I have the same face, so I don't care. The only thing that's my eyes are going to be open or closed, or now my big old belly.
I was
going to
say
out.
It's not the face that we're worried about here.
It
was
at
not
all.
The face. It was not a good angle, and it was not a great. It was not good clothing, but I think we all have to hop in the trust tree and admit that, like, we could afford to tighten it up a little bit, right? I know I could.
Oh, yeah. I just had Podfathers on that got released today, and we talk about that I'm going on a diet. But then, like,
I
just ate a huge donut, too,
yep.
So it's like, it's hard.
Yeah, it is.
But, I mean, can you have your first day as a diet, like your cheat day? Like, is that okay?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a big fan of, like, easing into it, you know? I like to ease into the cold
donut.
Pool. Huge. Things like a mini cake.
Yeah.
Those donuts from dough those are a diet killer. That's a cheat week right there in one meal, basically. So let's say that your wife was in that picture with you. Mm-hmm. Let's say it wasn't the other people, and she looked pretty. It was a good shot of her. You know, there's almost no such thing as a bad shot of her. But let's say this one was money good.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew, let's say you had the foresight, you take a look, and you say, yep, that's going to blow up. Would you say, hun, can you take that one down?
I think I would.
And is there a difference, follow-up question, between please don't post or take down something that has already been posted?
Huge difference
Huge.
Please don't post and take down.
Yeah.
Because take down, you've already, like, you've lost.
Yeah.
Like, one, you have, you're fragile. Like, you appear to be fragile if you're like, can you take that picture of me down, dude? I really don't look that good. Like,
right.
I don't want people to be ugly with me on the internet. But please don't post it is a whole different animal. I don't think that I would ever say don't post that. One, because she would never ask me, like, if it's a picture of us and she's like, I look smoking, I'm posting that bitch. I'm
yeah,
like,
you ain't getting
you
the
go
nod.
Go for it.
Yeah.
And because I'll just let her post it. I'd rather get roasted on the internet than have to retake a picture. Retaking a picture is one of the worst things you can do.
John, I would imagine you're going to disagree with that take.
Not really, actually. This is
really?
Surprising. Yeah, it's kind of comes with the hardened shell I've built. This is ever since high school when, like, Facebook tags were big.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I would never...
Never untag?
I would... No. It will be, I think, like...
Oh,
I don't
see,
think untagging was invented.
Okay.
Yeah.
Early
when it first
on,
came
yeah.
out. Mm-hmm. But I would just, like... I would never even... When people... I think I was just so annoyed because it was kind of big when I was in Spain for, like, a trip
mm-hmm.
and I was with a bunch of girls and, like, they would all have to retake so many pictures where I just got annoyed with it, so I do the opposite. I'm like, don't even show me. I don't fucking care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will take your 7 pictures to like, please all these girls.
Mm-hmm.
Don't show me. I'm not going to be part of this. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know.
Right.
I'm so sick of taking a ton of these. Just post whatever you think is good. And that was kind of my, like, I don't care, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd see it sometimes. I'd be like, fuck, I wish I cared on that
yep,
one.
Yep, I wish I spoke up.
But now I still don't really look. I mean, I don't look at anybody else. I give a quick glance at me. And I don't, like, I don't care if I look good. I just look acceptable.
I just don't want to look. That's really what it comes down to. You can't say to your girl, like, oh,
like I think if
it's got to be like, yo, look at me. I look fucking disgusting.
If it's a picture like last night
where everybody
I
knows.
I feel like my wife's like, okay.
I'll be perfectly honest. This is going to be ugly. Your wife wouldn't even want to post that picture.
I texted her. I sent her the tweet, and she was like, you still look great. I'd still fuck you. Which is a great response from my wife.
That is a beautiful response.
I mean, look at me anyways. It's not like she's with Benicio Del Toro. Like, that's not what's going on right now. She's moving past a lot of stuff. I have a long beard, but it's not the, like, nicest. Like, it basically feels like she constantly has testicles on her face when I'm giving her a kiss.
I think you said it perfectly once fairly recently. I actually believe it was in November when you said, once you get a Ronald McDonald tattoo, your wife really just stops giving a fuck.
Yeah, once you got comfortable with going to the beach with me and I take my shirt off and those tattoos are blazing, she's down for anything.
There are not many things you can say in this world that are like absolute 100%. That phrase right there is, once you get a Ronald McDonald tattoo, your wife just doesn't give a fuck anymore. That's it. 100%.
She doesn't care. Like, if I was like, babe, I'm going to get some butt cheeks tattooed on my arm, she'd be like, cool,
whatever dude.
She married me.
Can't get any worse.
After I had it. Like, we started dating when I had it already.
She was okay with
so
it.
What a woman.
She was there already.
What a woman. So I guess final answer, though, what do we say? Is it an alpha move or a beta move?
See, that's so confusing because beta is not caring.
Right.
But beta also is caring.
Caring.
It's caring before the action. So I think
alpha is caring but also not caring at all.
That's why this is
the
pickle.
It's a real mind.
So, like, I think that you can answer a lot of your alpha beta questions, like, what would Ron Swanson do?
He would not ask.
I think that's if Ron Swanson would do it, it's an alpha move. If he wouldn't do it, it's a beta move. I think you can answer a lot of
He wouldn't know. He would never see it.
Yeah, he wouldn't even have Instagram,
period. Right, right.
Having Instagram or Twitter by itself is a beta move.
But ultimately,
that's what's
yes.
so funny about all these hardo dudes. Like,
you're on Twitter and looking at pictures of
another
guy,
dude.
Yes,
just did a funny gif with Elf with Will Ferrell, man.
Yeah. Like, you're not fucking tough. We're all
Christmas
internet
time.
Nerds.
Yeah.
But that's why I think ultimately I'm going to call this a beta move. Because it will upset you if things get ugly on the internet. So you will be bothered by it. And so I think it's okay to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to be like, yo, can you take that down? Because, like, my gut's out or whatever. Like, and you don't want to, and you want to be secure enough, but it's beta to admit that you're not always being secure.
Oh!
Right?
Love it. Like, love it.
Alpha
That's
dudes are some
one.
Of the right. most triggered people on
exactly.
Twitter, too.
The most insecure people are alpha, and the beta people are the ones who are like, I'm a little bit insecure about that picture, so can we not post it?
Yeah, I like that. That's some sound reason right there.
Mm-hmm.
Very sound.
Yeah.
So final answer for me, beta move, but we're the beta boys. So you know I co-sign that beta shit. Chaps, you're handsome.
Thank you.
And you're in shape.
I'm going to get back in shape. It's going to be a grind. I already put it in the log that we're back on working out.
Chaps log.
Yeah, so we're going after it. I'm going to be, but I think I'm almost too old to ever get back in really good
shape.
Oh,
yeah, no, that ship is
That's really depressing.
You can be, like,
not
that picture.
I don't know, I feel like you're kind of different. Like, I mean, maybe you're 35, but, like,
You got that Marine base, dude.
Yeah, like, you have the frame of a guy who's like, okay, yeah.
Listen, like, this is we're just dancing around the fact that, like, it's not me. Like, I have no base. I have no chance. You can kind of get back to where you were. I am a sack of mashed potatoes.
Earlier, I referred to my physique as, like, veteran chic.
Oh,
where
perfect.
I'm obviously not as good shape as I used to be, but you could tell that there's a base there.
Yes.
Yeah. That I always say veteran is far more impressive, but I always think, like, an athlete, where it's like, yeah, I played pretty good. I was pretty good in high school.
Feudalberg is steroid chic. Okay,
no, he says it's like
he did steroids in high school, and that's why he has a base because of that.
It was worth it.
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was great. I wish I did steroids. Do you think it's too late for me to do steroids?
No, definitely not.
Oh, okay.
And once you've already had steroids, kids, fuck your testicles. Like, who cares?
Barry Bonds was like 40.
All right, I'm going to do some steroids.
Probably works better for older
people.
Get me
some of that Russian steroid shit. The problem is I have to work out with them. I knew a kid in high school who just did steroids and didn't work out.
How'd that go?
Big old titties.
Did not work.
Did not work.
Did not work for him. He was a heavy fella.
And angry. But you are also
going to
be
the void
like,
rage with none of the looks.
Be like the dude in the Donnie Does videos, like the Chinese guy. Like, yeah. It's just so wanted to fight. How do you want to fight Donnie?
Yeah, that you got to be a real fucking roid rage asshole for that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, get back to Texas, get in shape, and come take some sexy pictures.
I'm like 220 right now. Next time I come to New York, which is 1 month, I'm going to try to be 205.
15 in a month?
You can do that.
15 a month.
See, I'm the opposite. When I work out, I get heavier. It's very odd.
Well, it depends on if you're like carb loading and protein and all that bullshit.
But like, I'm probably like 200 right now, and I'll aim to be 215 when you come back.
There we go.
I'll be like 180, and I'll just like stay 180. But I'll look like I'm like 205.
Actually, I'm probably 210. I'll aim to be 215. Whatever I am, I'll aim to be 215.
I'm not going to aim. I'm just going to stay put. All right, that's it for us. We'll see you guys next week.
Good work, chaps.